Section 106. Revelation given through Joseph Smith the Prophet at Kirtland, Ohio, November 25, 1834. History of the Church, Volume 2, pages 170 through 171. This revelation is directed to Warren A. Cowdery, an older brother of Oliver Cowdery.
1 through 3. Warren A. Cowdery is called as a local presiding officer. 4 through 5. The second coming shall not overtake the children of light as a thief. 6 through 8. Great blessings follow faithful service in the church.
It is my will that my servant Warren A. Cowdery should be appointed and ordained a presiding high priest over my church in the land of freedom and the regions round about, and should preach my everlasting gospel, and lift up his voice and warn the people, not only in his own place, but in the adjoining counties, and devote his whole time to this high and holy calling which I now give unto him, seeking diligently the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all things necessary shall be added thereunto, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. And again, verily I say unto you, the coming of the Lord draweth nigh, and it overtaketh the world as a thief in the night. Therefore gird up your loins, that you may be the children of light, and that day shall not overtake you as a thief. And again, verily I say unto you, there was joy in heaven when my servant Warren bowed to my scepter and separated himself from the crafts of men. Therefore blessed is my servant Warren, for I will have mercy on him, and notwithstanding the vanity of his heart, I will lift him up, inasmuch as he will humble himself before me. And I will give him grace and assurance wherewith he may stand. And if he continue to be a faithful witness and a light unto the church, I have prepared a crown for him in the mansions of my Father. Even so. Amen.